Im Haarwaschen. Yes.
And then there's no room for feeling, and so you're trying to make your whole life dedicated to the wish to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that with this mind, you said there's no room for anything but joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're trying to develop that mind,
mm-hmm.
but also you're very aware of all the suffering around you,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, where we are in our practice is difficult to help others because we're still trying to help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of, maybe one feels a lot of frustration rather than joy at a certain point. How does one counter, what kind of antidote can one have to countering that feeling of frustration in order to be able to feel that joy?
Then that means the Buddhas would have a lot of, all the Buddhas would have the greatest, what word to use? Prostration. What?
Frustration.
Yeah, frustration.
No, because Buddhas are able to help, but as sentient beings, our ability is very limited
to help.
And so that's the source of the frustration is difficult it is to actually help others.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a... not having fully developed and not having stable realization. This is the bodhicitta. The special, the special attitude to taking responsibility on yourself, liberating others from all the suffering causes. bodhicitta, you see. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you're right there. But, yes, difficulties, because of frustration, so many things. But, unable to, say, help. But still, I think there's differences. Still there's differences, I think, mentally. That and then the person, you know, who is totally egoistic or, you know, so, you see, having a selfish mind, not attempting to practice. there's still differences. I think in the heart, they'll be much more, the suffering will be, I think the unhappiness is much greater in that person's heart because of mistaken of his own motivation. the attachment to clinging to this life and self-sharing thought and so forth. So, So I think the fear, worry, problems, unhappiness, opposite to peace, which is opposite to peace, which is much greater. I would think. Then the person who don't have realization, but on the way to developing, even you don't have method to help others. I think there's still differences. There's a great difference between there and the attitude of the two people. So I think there will be still at peace there, calm. There's still peace because as much as less there's self-cherishing thought, but more peace there, and the worldly concerns is less. There will be more peace, definitely. Absence of those is the in the absence of self-cherishing thought, the thought of cherishing others, and then the so as much less all the concern there is, more peace, more satisfaction, more contentment. So there's that peace. So even though there's you feel that you don't have full mental to help others, even though you have that. But I think still there'll be big differences. I think that. What I would like to say is that person who doesn't have any compassion to others, no feeling of others' sufferings, no worry, no feeling of others' sufferings. As long as you don't suffer, as long as you don't suffer, as long as you yourself has everything, it's okay. Don't think of others. You don't say, no concern, no feeling of others' sufferings. So sometimes we could have that experience, and sometimes in our life, in there. there are people like these. So whatever is happening in the world or others, you see. So as long as you're okay, it's okay. Relaxed. But then there's a person who has compassion, you see, who's who always think about others and who's concerned about others, who think about others' happiness and suffering, who's concerned to others. So I think, between those two people, you see, so I think the person who, say, has compassion to others, who feel others, the difficulties, first concern, even can't help much. I think this is much, much, much better. It's much better. I think It's much better mentally, you see. This person, you know. This person's mind is more developed. You see, the compassion is more developed. You see, to others. So you feel, you see, you feel that you have concern for others. You feel the suffering for others. Then, you know, whatever capacity you have, you help. You know, you use as much as you can, whatever capacity you have. You know, because of compassion. But you see, the concern to others, you see. So, you know, yeah. So I think, so this person will achieve enlightenment kuga. This person who is concerned with others, you know, compassion, more compassion to other sentient beings. So, who is more concerned to other sentient beings? So others need, you see, want to help. So even one doesn't have, you see, much capacity. How about this person? You see, who has such a quality of mind, achieving enlightenment, kuka, then the other person, you see, satisfied or think that if I have, you know, say, I have everything, you know, for me, say, comfort and material needs, so then you are happy with that, I say, say, no concern to others. See, So this person's mental attitude, or the mental level or attitude, is you know, extremely low. So it's much more, or you can say, more obscured. So even though the person is relaxed, you know, don't worry. So, as the person, the other person is much more fortunate. Who is concerned with others, you see, or compassion to others. as much as there's compassion, that person is a much more lucky person. That's a real lucky person, fortunate person. Because from that compassion, you see, even it is small, but from that you get, you achieve everything from that. So always, so with that compassion, you see, always in the daily life, you see, you live your life sincerity, and you see, less harm to others, because there's a concern, so you see, you don't harm others, abandon as much as possible. So, and not only abandon more harm, you see, there's more benefit, you see, to others. You know, as much as there's compassion, you try to help what you can, whatever capacity you have, you know, with the Buddhist mind. So every day like that. Every day the person's nature of the life is like that. You know. So brings so every day the person who, you know, even not fully develop compassion to all living beings, but you see, with that much compassion to others. So in your daily life, you create so much good karma. You see, with the body's mind, you know, the wholesome action or the positive action, you know, the healthy action, you see. But by the way, in the daily life, you create, you know, so much, so much good karma, cause for happiness, the unmistakable cause for happiness. As I mentioned yesterday, even the person doesn't have doesn't have even person, unbeliever, you know, not believe reincarnation, karma, these things, but has, you know, some more, but the person's the mentality is more compassion to others, not so concerned to others, you see. Think about that. So then, yeah, so even though, yeah, even though that these times, there's no particular, you know, the understanding of fate in the incarnation, karma, these are those subjects, you see. So then, say, you know, every day, so many people at home, in the office, outside, wherever the person is, east, west, you know, east, west, on the moon, or wherever. Whatever it is, gives so much happiness to others. Gives so much happiness to others. You know? To many people, and the animals. Not only human beings, also animals. So, gives so much happiness. You know? So, so life is really worthwhile, that person's life. Really worthwhile. Then, see, more and more get developed, the compassion. And able to complete. So, at least, so that's as a, that the compassion to a sentient being becomes the root of bodhicitta, conscious mind to receive enlightenment for sentient beings. That is the door, the path to enlightenment. So, from root to compassion, then all the qualities you receive, skies of qualities, you know, or the Bodhisattva path, you know, the five paths, the temple means all those and higher unbelievable qualities, you know, the 8, 9, 10 bhumis, those bodhisattvas, for us, it's an enlightened being. For us, it's an enlightened being. You know, they're looking at their quality. Like, unimaginable, something that we cannot comprehend. What they can do, see, can manifest all sorts of forms. They see, for the sentient beings, bridges, or water, or whatever they need for a sentient being, able to manifest those, bodhisattvas, say. Then, even its pores of the body, see, realms, and you see, so something totally, we can't, it doesn't fit to this very limited mind, but so as a, can't comprehend, just unimaginable, most unimaginable, these bodhisattvas qualities. So all those, So then those false the realms, and then they pervaded in those realms. However, something, so you each of all these, and then the Buddha's holy body, holy speech, holy mind has limitless scarce qualities, like limitless sky, like that qualities, you know, and they have qualities which they, even the arahatas, who has also the inner clairvoyance, you know, those the six types of clairvoyance, the 10th-born Bodhisattvas, 10th-born Bodhisattva who have unbelievable skies qualities, cannot, they cannot see Buddha's secret qualities, secret actions, they can't see, So anyway, all these qualities of Buddha, unbelievable. So it all comes from You know, it's all come from the root. That you will achieve all this come from your mind, your root. See, the root to compassion, your compassion. You know, compassion that generates joy, the same things. From the root of compassion. From where Buddhism comes from, for everything. So, the compassion is the root of all the Buddha's qualities. You know, compassion to sentient beings, see? So that. then the compassion, you're the one person, see? Compassion to other. Yeah? Compassion to others in the being. Compassion to others. Now from this, then not only able to say, succeed all the happiness, you know, this life happiness, future, all the future life happiness, then ultimate happiness, the liberation from samsara, the full enlightenment, all that, you know, as I mentioned before. Oh, not all that, then you the ones who has compassion, see. from this positive thought, you see, we're able to liberate. As I mentioned last night, you know, yeah. In the hell realm, there are numberless beings. There are numberless, you know, hell beings. Most unimaginable suffering, so you're able to liberate all of them. They're numberless, you see, all of them there. You are able to liberate everyone. And then like that, you're able to liberate numberless. in the realm, you see, suffering was unbearable, see. major suffering, the hunger test. So, however, for, say, hundred thousands of years, can't find even one spoon of food, can't find even a drop of water, even difficult to see even the wetness of the water, dampness. So you have liberated numberless of them from all those sufferings. So same. Then there are numberless animals who are most unbearable, who experience the most unbearable sufferings. extremely full, and do that, then you see. Then the many other suffering rises, you know, being eaten by another one. When they say hunger has been tortured, so many things has a. So, compare them, we don't know their life. We say, Neither we have omniscience, you know, nor even clairvoyance, you see. even what Hindu, you know, in the so followers have, so they achieve five clairvoyance, you know, the five types of clairvoyance. So anyway, so even without that, so they can't see, they can't really read their mind, can't really see, you see. So you see beautiful from outside, the peacocks, the butterflies, or the cats, the body outside, you see. However, so most unbearable. So anyway, think the thing, if we can really see their suffering, can read their mind, can really see their suffering. However, yourself, like liberated. Not liberated, but not liberated from delusion, karma, you know, but compare them at this time, you know, compare them this short moment, you see, you are liberated, like, see, I liberated. So just unimaginable differences. This short time, but of course, it's a very short time. You stop. Any day, you stop. This incredible comfort, joy, and this freedom. This can't say how long this will last. Can be stopped in a day. So this realization is very extremely important. incredible confidence with this. Don't have sufferings. What they experience, you don't have now. You see, those are unimaginable. See, but I mean, this is not forever, and this you never know when this will end. Disappearance, when this appearance, you have a human body, all this comfort, all this. Can't tell, see. But very short time. So the we have even we know the meditation techniques, how to practice patience, you know, how to say protect the mind, life from anger, so forth. You see, everyone knows the teachings, many techniques explained in the text by Buddha, by, you know, those great pandits and the great Tibetans, those highly attained beings, you know, holy beings. However, doesn't mean. But just if you intellectually you will know many, but not necessarily mean that you're able to practice all the time. You know? So that doesn't mean that. So even one has the education. So doesn't mean you're able to practice all the time. So able to protect the mind from delusion. Able to protect the mind from negative karma. See, harm yourself, harm others. Just mean that. So, so see, because mind has been habituated, you know, with delusion. The imprint like that. So, created karma from, you know, beginningless rebirth, from beginningless rebirth. Even that omniscient mind cannot see the beginning, you know. So, so because of that, you see, why it's not easy. for many people, for most, why it's so difficult. Everyone knows the techniques, but that's, you see. unable to even remember the practice. You will know in the lecture, but in the time when there's need to practice, you will be difficult to remember. Maybe later, after everything happened, then remember. Anyway, after everything's finished, done. So anyway, after work is done, then after all the destruction's done, or the liberation, not a bit, you know, the happiness, the destruction is, then you remember the technique or the inventory. So anyway, so, yeah, so habituation with the, from beginner's rebirth, so therefore, I've been, you know, in that way, so that's why it's was so difficult even to remember. And that's why most personal EAS uneasy. but of course, by continuing the practice, you know, try to remember, putting effort continuously. Then, more and more able to remember, more and more able to practice. Then, more and more able to overcome delusion. Then, in the case of anger, even though it still rises, but very rare compared, you know, compared many few years ago. Now, anger is, you see, rises, but very rare. You know, but also it doesn't last a long time. It's just very short time. Very short time. And then very short time, then it disappears, you see. So between from year to year, you know, between, say, a few years, between, say, you can see the big differences somebody's practicing, you know, so that. So anyway, similar. So now then, say less anger. So even though they rise time, but last very, very short time, and then despair. So that after some time, there's no anger rising. Oh, like that. That was like that, similar to other delusions. So that is it. So continuity. So the putting effort continuity, years and years, then there's development. You see development. Otherwise, you want to try, try for a few months, and then there's no continuity. You know, there's no continuity. Yeah. So become the same person as before. Become the same person as before having a Dharma. Before one has met Dharma, you see, some person. And so then, so this, then again try for a short time, then a long time, you know. So then it's, I mean, still better, less than karma. Because you, certain times you practice, you see, retreat or practice, so you watch mind, you know. So less than karma. So it still makes huge differences. But most times it's not there. Most times the practice is not there. So then, then you see, mind is habituated with delusion. That's nigra karma. So much when there. So the, so that's, so, so therefore can't see, so therefore cannot see, you know, achieve something in your life. Oopsie. So that. Realization. See that. So what's going to say? So to finish this. So for sin, then you liberate. Is it from that compassion you have to others? Liberate, you see. Eventually, then liberate numberless human beings who are, you know, oceans of sufferings of human beings, you know, experiencing, able to liberate. Then, same as you. Then suras, asuras, you know, numerous beings. Then the oceans of sufferings are there. So, liberate, as well as the intermediate stage beings, numberless intermediate stage beings. then, not on that. So, also, I mentioned the same as mentioned last night. So this. There are numberless universes. There are numberless universes as not only explained by Buddha, but also scientifically explained. There are numberless universes. So there are numberless. There are numberless. You know, there are the human world in each universe. In each universe. So all these human beings that due to ignorance, lack of Dharma understanding. So, you know, this precious human body is used to harm others, to only to create karma with the living life, with the ignorance, anger, attachment, the ignorance, holding the. Truly existence. The eye gets the phenomena. It's self-cherishing thought. So the totally overwhelmed, like drowned in the ocean, you know, like drowned in the ocean, like that, overwhelmed, covered, overwhelmed, in this, can't see any life other than that, you know, can't see life. You can live life different from that, you can't see, you know, at all. So, if there's life in this world, then yeah, people, they're like that. So anyway, you are able to liberate what I'm saying here. You, general compassion, able to liberate all those beings from all those oceans, suffering of human beings, and as I mentioned, as you see in the Discovery Channel, you know? So the animal program, you see in the ocean, all those beings eaten by another one, you know, just. Totally the life in the fear while looking for food, you get eaten by others. You know, always you escape. You know? All the lives like this, that. So when you go by aeroplane, see, when you look down, looks so peaceful, you know, like the water. Looks the water so peaceful, you know, so but if you think inside, if you think inside, most terrifying. So pitiful, most terrifying. So you do compassion, you have general compassion to others. Gradually able to liberate all those beings from all those animals, sufferings. You know? And then everyone, bring to enlightenment. Uh-huh. the numberless helping hungry animals, maybe so numberless beings from each realm and bring to enlightenment. So they come from your compassion. Come from your compassion. So the compassion is there. Your compassion, you're the one person's compassion to others, is the wish-fulfilling jewel. It's like the external example what you can use. You see, wish-fulfilling jewel is nothing. From wish-fulfilling jewel doesn't give you enlightenment, you know, liberation. You see, can it from that? So they, but why in the teachings used that as an example? It's because in the external material, the highest, the most precious one, that is the Vishwakarma jewel. So in the past, well-turning kings or the, so those who have a lot of merit, able to find that, you see, able to possess that. then they, you see, clean the three ways. Then they put on the banner which is on the roof, you see, on the 15th day, like that. And then whatever they pray, all the material possessions, all the external material possessions, whatever they ask, it get materialized. because that person's so much merit, you know, and the power of that jewel, see, so they're able to whatever wish you generate, you should receive any external material possessions, you get materialized. So, so therefore, this is the most precious one. Even though it is nothing, the value, the quality is nothing compared to your compassion. But it's only what you can find externally. For example, see, so. So anyway, your compassion is there. So you see, fulfilling all your wishes and the fulfill, that makes you to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings, happiness. Mm. So you become wish-fulfilling. You become wish-fulfilling to all, towards the numberless sentient beings, to achieve all the happiness. To achieve all the happiness of enlightenment. Okay, yeah. So, so going back, I was just using another example. See, person who thinks he has everything and you know, no concern to others, no compassion to others, and he relaxes. You see. No worry. I mean, to others. And then the other one person is compared to others, concerned. So I'm say here using the word. What difference is there? Meaning of life. Even though you can't have much to others now, but the meaning of life. One is like iron, one is like kaka, you know, poo-poo-poo. One is like poo-poo, one is like gold. One is a poo-poo, one is a gold, see. So, anyway, so, it's a great thing. See, anybody who has Bombay drive, it's a wonderful thing. That it is for is then especially by meditating, it is to develop. That there's some compassion. That is to develop. See, so that it's very very for very fortunate person. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So I owe a lot of bakshish to her. Bakshish, do you know bakshish? Do you know bakshish? Bride. It's a bride. Oh. Thank you. So, just to mention two things. then stop there. So, really, sorry, my bad habit to talk a long time. So, so I think it's a very good opportunity to, when I speak English, and those who don't understand English, it's time for you to meditate, you know. It's your meditation session. When Sophia speaks her holy Chinese language, and then those who do not understand Chinese, when those English speaking ones, then time for meditation session. So take the time to meditate. You see, so then you use the time to meditate, say. yourself to be liberated and to achieve enlightenment, and to liberate numberless sentient beings, and to bring them in full enlightenment. So the meditation, you see. So, so here, two things what I'm going to say, since the compassion subject is brought up, so the, so without compassion, first minute. So in this world, many times happened somebody who is very influential and with power, but lack of compassion, killed many millions of people by one person. Killed many millions of people in this different times happened in this earth historically. So that's lack of compassion. The one person who has power, you know, influence power. Killed many millions of people. So that doesn't count. That doesn't count number of animals or insects, you know, or burned or killed, you see, by bombs or by, you know, destruction. Those without numberless, without count of that, just only human beings, many million, you see. So. So there's a lack of compassion. So that one person didn't have compassion. So how much destruction happens to the world? You see? Unbelievable. Even after a long time, due to those destructions, so the chemicals, whatever they, you know, still many people get sick from that, you see? Anyway. So therefore, therefore, if you say, you want self generate compassion, you know, develop compassion, then you see, so, say, in other lives, if not this life, the other lives, that you, the one person, you see, destroy the world or, you know, kill many millions of people, see, human beings. So that doesn't happen in the future lives. And the, in the future lives. So even in this life, as I mentioned before, you know, the happiness, what it gives to to the other sentient beings, directly to from you to others, you know, this life, the indirectly, cyber, dedicating the merits and praying and the, you know, trying to make preparation in the mind to be able to benefit for all, to be able to liberate all sentient beings, to be able to liberate them. Or simply making preparation in the mind, develop the potential. You see, so this may, so this is a, this amazing. Even now, you know what you are able to do by having compassion. You see, so that so sooner or later, bring a number of sentient beings. You see, to liberate them, bring them to enlightenment. So. The compassion makes you prepare, you see. So that is it. So that, you know, because of compassion to others, or see, to say, to enlighten other sentient beings. So you do one sadhana, you know, you do one Buddha's. In a meditation, there is meditation practice, sadhana. Within that, there's incredible, powerful means to purify the mind, to purify the mistakes of the mind, you know, defilements, to cease, you know. Even, you plant so much seed in the, during one sadhana. Unbelievable, you know, the preparation. Power builds. sooner or later, then the actual path into to have all those perfect qualities of the deity, you see, that can be perfect towards, you see, a number of sentient beings. Sooner or later, your mind, you're perfectly qualified. That is about that way. By this meditation, sadhana, you see. That's just one example. Then learning, because you are compassionate, you want to benefit other sentient beings, and therefore you want to learn Dharma. And therefore you want to learn Dharma. So, you see, education, the whole path to enlightenment, you know, education of all the true suffering, true cause of suffering, cessation, path, the, you know, that liberation, then the whole thing about to see, it means of achieving enlightenment and the whole thing. And so you educate, and then you see by practicing, you see, develop the same experience, you see. So, like that, so what I was saying before, so by developing your heart in this compassion, so in the future lives, so you don't become, as the, or maybe this life, so you don't become like those, you see. Oh, you know, unbelievable. Cause disaster, this world or other universes, anyway, you know, so. Oh, it doesn't become, you see. So however, if you're the one person having compassion, then you stop giving harm others, you know. Stop. It doesn't allow to harm others, you see. Oh. So numberless sentient beings, numberless hell beings, hungers, animals, human beings, sura, asura, animals, they receive so much peace. Absence of harm. So much peace they receive from you. And on top of that, compassion. You see, makes you to benefit others. Okay? Cause happiness. Benefit others. So again, you see, and then you see, to develop wisdom, you see, and the realizations, you see, the path to, you know, path to cessation of the suffering, path to enlightenment, so you see. continue and complete the realization. So, still omniscience means to cause to achieve, still omniscient mind. You see. So compassion causes you to benefit others, to benefit number of sentient deeper and deeper and deeper. You see. The ultimate then brings them to enlightenment. So your compassion, see. I say, makes you do this. However, that thing, the compassion, general compassion, you see, to others and living, is the most important practice in the life. The real meaning of your life, the most important practice in life. So, so now, without the next one, without compassion, then even how much wisdom is wisdom is developed, the highest what you can achieve is a arhatship. Just mere cessation of the suffering of samsara and cause karma delusion. See, just that. Nothing higher than that you can achieve, you know, without compassion. So, how much wisdom is developed on that? What do you teach it? So, cannot do perfect work towards sentient beings. So, I become a great obstacle, see. So daily life, I might have mentioned before, but in daily life, you are living your daily life with compassion to others or without compassion, see? Without compassion. So, when you live your daily life with compassion to others, you become the source of happiness of others. Not only the source of all your happiness, in day-to-day life, peace, happiness, moment of peace and happiness, you know. Not on that, you know. As I mentioned before, you see, happiness in all the future lives. How many times you have to reborn samsara, die reborn. So happiness in those lives, and then ultimately happiness is enlightened. But I say, beside that, so that person who lives daily life with compassion, you know, compassion to others. Source, that person becomes source of happiness of others. Source of happiness of sentient beings, source of happiness in this world, source of happiness of your family. Source of happiness of the family. In the office or family, whatever the person is, you see, animals, people who live around, that becomes a source of happiness. So therefore, in our daily life, it's very important to bring compassion when you talk, or when you talk to other people. just anybody, Just anybody, you see, any people, any. See, for the dogs and cats, they don't see. May not understand. maybe from some external, some external gestures, you see, some external, maybe they'll learn something, maybe by giving food. maybe, I'm not sure. Anyway, but anybody, you see, in the day life, you see, the, yeah, try to keep in mind, you see, say, remember to bring compassion. So, whatever compassion you're doing, but try to bring compassion, see. So, it's very important to the other person to feel that. So, then it's very good to say, inspire, plant seed, you see. So, suffering what we see to others is a very extremely gross. Not even all the sufferings. Even the suffering of pain, we don't see completely. You see, then we don't see the suffering. We don't see other suffering. See, how the samsaric pleasure, temporary pleasure, samsaric pleasure, which is temporary pleasure, or the temporary pleasure with samsaric pleasure. So then we don't see that as suffering. You see, and then now there's more. tapa dujige dungal. You see. Pervasive compounding suffering. So there's the background, there's the basis of all those, from where those two other suffering come from, you see. Pervasive compounding suffering. So the body and mind, you see, which is natural suffering, you see, which is the end of control of karma, delusion, contaminated, see, the delusion, you see, which compounds problems in this life, to the body and mind, which compounds the problems of future lives, which cause rebirth of future lives, see, compound the future suffering. So that's the foundation. So see, without seeing those two sufferings, and then just what we see, the suffering of what we think suffering others is suffering pain, which is just that. Maybe even that not completely. So I mean, so therefore now, are just unimaginable. You see, there's much more than that. The suffering, all this some sort of pleasure is all the suffering, and then the pervasive compound suffering. You see, so so the question is, the Arya Bodhisattvas, whether they have frustration or not, or whether Buddha have frustration or not. What the Buddha has frustration about. See, so that's a good. So that's a good. Good question in your mind. That's, analyze. Okay, what the Buddha has frustration about. But the suffering is just unimaginable. Okay, so Buddha can see everything. See, we don't see completely all the suffering. So, anyway, so that the endless thoughts, who have renunciation of samsara, so the renunciation not only suffering of pain, but renunciation even to suffering of change, all the samsara is a pleasure which doesn't last, which cannot be increased, which doesn't last. No? Then we become a suffering pain afterwards, you see. Then pervasive come out of suffering. So see, I've forgotten why I'm talking. I forget while I'm talking. So, I don't remember. So that mentality, you see, have a see realization, you see, like person who fell in fire, or person caught in prison, you see, it doesn't no interest even for a second to be in prison, you see, constantly to be out, you see, has a understanding all those sufferings, you see. So now you talk about higher Bodhisattvas, the Buddha, so that's good to see question, see, to check, see. However, person who has compassion, you see, who as much as possible try to stop harm others, benefit others, all the Buddha Bodhisattvas, they are with that person. They are behind that person. Anybody who has compassion, see, their life to say, doing this, engaging this, to not harm as much as possible, and to benefit it. So, all the Buddha Bodhisattvas is with this person, behind this person. Yeah. Okay, so that. But however, so in this session, the main thing is, so, without compassion, life is empty. Without compassion, life is empty. Without compassion to others, life is empty. So how to make life meaningful, useful, beneficial? Is by compassion. By having compassion to others. So that's okay. So that's all our heart practice. You know, there's so many practice, but that should be the heart. That should be the heart. Okay, then everything comes. Okay? So that's all. Did you three times made a collection by me, by others, made a that which is empty from its own side, made that which is empty from its side, achieved Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but empty from its own side, and lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty from their own side to that enlightenment which exists but which is empty from its own side.